Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. Well, this week we're going to be looking at Amendment Proposal Number 1, which will be on Kentuckians' ballots, and here in just a few days to maybe change our Constitution. I talked about this the last week or two, but we have some important updates on this amendment that I hope will be helpful to you. Now, let's look at amendments number 1 and 2. This is a sample ballot of what it will look like when you go to vote. And it will probably be on the back side of your ballot, so be sure to turn that over. Now, on the left-hand side, this is going to be through local officials and issues, so that will be different for each county. Now, you see here in the middle and a half columns, this is amendment proposal number 1. And then below that on the right-hand side, that just little bitty section, that is amendment proposal number 2. It's a lot shorter, more direct, and simple. And so let me just cover number 2 real quick. This basically says, do you want to approve this amendment to the Kentucky Constitution? And this is what it says. To protect human life, nothing in this Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion, or require the funding of abortion. So this is very simple. It is vote yes on number 2. This would basically put an end to abortion in Kentucky. There is an exception if the life of the mother is in jeopardy. Then there's already laws in place that would give an exception for that cause, which would be the only cause that I would approve of. So amendment number 2, a very clear, short, simple, direct. This was written by some lawyers for judges. That way no liberal judge can try to weasel out of it and put abortion back in. It's too direct and to the point. So amendment 2, yes. Now let's talk about amendment number 1. A few weeks ago, I was reading amendment number 1. I really didn't like the language that was in there, but I'm like, it's okay. I'll vote yes on it, even though I think it could be better. But the more that I kept reading it and the more I kept thinking about the implications, the more it bothered me. And so I thought, if it bothers me so much, why am I voting yes on this thing? So I listen to people on both sides, people who I respect their opinions and insight, and listening to them and doing my own homework on this topic, I am going to come out and do an update, say I will be voting no on amendment number 1. Yes on 2, no on 1. So don't get the two mixed up. No on 1, yes on 2. Way to remember. So let me give you the reasons why I've come to this decision. I hope that it will be helpful to you as you are weighing the decision on what you will do about amendment number 1. And maybe you could share it with others who might be confused on this topic. So first of all, amendment number 1, what does it do? Right now, the legislature is only allowed to be in session during the first part of the year. 30 days on odd-numbered years, and 60 days on even-numbered years. And that's the only time they're allowed to make laws. What amendment number 1 would do would change that and give them 12 extra days where they could make laws. Just at any point in the year, if they want to use those 12 days right at the end of a regular session, they could do that. If they want to save it up and use one day a month, two or three another month, they can do it in any way that they want. So that's what it would allow, 12 extra days. Now, the reason for this amendment, the justification, is because of what Andy Beshear did 2 years ago. You've heard about people being gender confused. Well, Andy Beshear got government confused. See, he thought that he was the branch of government called the legislative branch, which actually, he is the executive branch. The legislative branch is the one that makes up laws. But Andy Beshear in 2020 thought he could do that. And he just started decreeing all of these different laws, hither, thither, and yon. And so the legislature says, hey, we need this amendment where we could call ourselves into session and restrain Andy Beshear or any governor that starts going crazy. So it would what it would do is say we can call ourselves in, and the reason for it is, this way we could restrain the governor, or in case there's some emergency, we could deal with it. So that's the reason that they have it and what it does. But here is why I'll be voting no. Because, number 1, if you actually read this thing, you will see that we don't need this. Back in 2021, a year after Andy went crazy, the legislature passed a law that says no emergency that the governor declares with any of these decrees, he can't do that at all for longer than 30 days without us being called into session to approve anything he might be doing. And so they already have a law in place to restrain an out-of-control governor. And they were very clever about this too, because I know people like Andy Beshear and those of his ilk, well, they just try to get around the law often. And they'll say, okay, well, I'll declare it for 30 days, and then I'll just make up a new emergency and declare that one and give myself another 30 days. To get out of that, the legislature included and said, but you cannot also, you can't declare any emergency that has anything to do with any previous emergency unless we are called in and we approve what you are doing. So the legislature already passed a law to keep governors in check, and they made sure that he couldn't get around it. Andy Beshear challenged this. He doesn't want any restrictions to absolute power. It went all the way up to the Kentucky Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled already this law is legal, it's constitutional, and therefore it cannot be changed or taken out. So this, we already have the reason and justification for this amendment. Now, in addition to that, so that's number one. Number two, is that let's look at a constitutional principle. When we look at the United States Constitution and the amendments that were made to that, you got the first 10 amendments called the Bill of Rights. In every single one of those amendments, does it give the government more power? No, it doesn't give the government any more power. In fact, the opposite. It tells the government you don't have the power to take away this right, and you can't do that, and the people's rights always exist here. It doesn't give the government more power. It restrains the government. And yet, amendment number one here would give the government more power, violating that principle that's in our national constitution. Talking about the third reason that I don't like this thing is that this decision to call the legislature in, this isn't when all the legislatures have their say. This is decided by only two people, the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. And those two people together, they'll get to decide if the entire legislature gets to come in. And if they don't like it, they too alone have the power to shut it all down. In fact, either one of them does, because you'd have to get both of them to do it. And I don't like concentrating that power in just two more people. Number four reason I don't like this thing. The justification for it is because, well, in case the governor's going crazy or there's an emergency or a crisis situation. Nowhere in this amendment does it ever say anything about the governor declaring an emergency, about there being a crisis, a pandemic, anything. There's no words in there about that at all. They can call themselves into session for any reason that they make up. There is nothing in there saying it has to be for a crisis, emergency, or something of that regard. So the justification for it, that's not in there. They can do it any reason, anytime. And here is the number five reason I'm against it. This is the biggest reason. If this was the only reason, this would be reason I think every single freedom-loving Kentuckian should say no to amendment number one. No on one, yes on two. Let's remember that. And here's the reason why. Under current Kentucky constitutional law, it takes exactly 5 days to pass any bill into law. 5 days is the minimum. You could take longer, but that's the minimum. Let's say there's some horrible law out there, horrible bill. We're going to quadruple your taxes and every single thing. Well, everybody would be against that. So we could contact our legislators and say, vote no on this bill, and then we could kill it. At the end of the legislative session, they haven't approved it. It's dead. We defeated it. We're safe the rest of the year. However, if the legislature can call themselves into session anytime they want, we could have a bad bill, and it goes through four of those days, and it doesn't have the fifth. Well, then they could call themselves into session, say, on the day before Thanksgiving. They call themselves in for that fifth day. They call in, they gavel in, take the roll, vote, go home. They could do all of that in less than an hour. And some random day. When does the Congress call themselves in and vote to give themselves a raise? Congress always does that on some holiday when the people aren't paying attention to the news as much. And that's exactly the danger that this amendment could do. The legislature, you might think some horrible bill is dead, and then 7 months later, they call themselves in for one day, or really they could do it in a half a day. They call themselves in, they approve it, they go home, and we didn't have time to get word out to get that thing stopped. It's incredibly dangerous, and it sets up. And with that, we're about to have elections here in a week or two. Let's say that you get somebody and they lose their election. Well, they're still the legislator till the first of the year. That's called the lame duck. Well, you got a bunch of people who don't have to care what the people say anymore. They can call themselves into session, pass any and everything they ever wanted without the people really having any influence over them anymore, because it's a lame duck session. And that's incredibly dangerous for the people of Kentucky, to give a bunch of lame ducks the ability to pass any kind of laws without being answerable to the people. Let me give you a sixth reason for that, is because this would give this power to the government. And here's the danger. Right now, I don't think the group of politicians that we have in our legislature, the senators and the representatives, I don't think they would abuse this power this way. I've known several of them now for several years, and I don't think that they would do that. But here's the danger. They won't always be there. And one day there's going to be a different group in power, different people. To my fellow Republicans, while you have the political majority in the Senate and the House today, the political winds will eventually shift. May it be many years from now, but they will shift, and one day the Democrats will get control again. We should not be giving them this power to do things which we wouldn't want. Instead, while my fellow Republicans have the majority, they should be putting every single safety precaution in place now to protect the people, their rights, their freedoms, all of this, from when one day you're no longer in charge. So keep that in mind. And that reminds me of a biblical principle I want to give you as well to end today. And this is a biblical principle we get from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 33. 2 Chronicles 33 tells the story of King Manasseh. And King Manasseh makes a bunch of idols to the false gods. But then he gets right with the Lord. He puts those idols away. And he worships the Lord only. He does what's right. But then one day, King Manasseh passes off the scene, and his son Amon, he becomes the new king. He's the new head of the government. And notice what King Amon does. Let me read for you. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 33 and verse number 22. Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made and served them. So you see here, Amon isn't doing what's right. He's worshiping the false gods. Why does he have these false gods? Because the previous king had put that in place. And that's the exact same danger that we have with this law. It's not the people today who are passing it, but those who are going to take their place one day. So I've given you both a biblical principle and a historical constitutional principle on the dangers of Amendment number 1. So I hope that you will be voting no. So when we see here our little example, Amendment number 1, should the legislature have 12 days to call themselves into session for any time, any reason, whatever, I will be voting no, and I hope you will as well. There's a lot of Kentuckians right now who are very confused on Amendment 1. They're not even sure what it says. Some people don't even know about Amendment 2. So please share this, and let's get word out there to vote no on 1, yes on 2. So that's what we have for you this week. I hope it's been helpful. Well, that's what we have for this week. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Points, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts. You can find more Patriot Point online with new videos posted every week on YouTube and Rumble. Just search for the channel called Patriot Point or visit our website at www.godandcountryministry.com.